following program is presented by HAudio.com.
Parshas Vayera. You have the beginning of the Makkos. I want to tell you, one of the Makkos, it seems somehow to get lost with the other Makkos, and that's Makkos Tzfardea. You find a shinui in the tzura of the tefillah after the Makkos. You know, some of the Makkos, there is no tefillah afterwards. That just says that it went away and so on. One place, most of the Makkos say a lashon of Atira, Lamase Atilecho, Vayetar, Vayetru, and that's most of the Lashonis. One place it says Krishis Knafayim later on. By Orav, I think it says that it was Krishis Knafayim. And finally, the one that's by us is Chiddush. It says Vayitzaku, that Loshen Tzaka. He told them but Lamaisa when it came Vayitzak Moshe Aharon Parah Vayitzak Moshe Hashem. So you have your Loshen Tefillah, which is different in Tzaka, and it's. Interesting, especially since they start out by saying Atulacha, and that's the lashon that's used constantly. So why over here is it called Tzaka? One nekuda. A second nekuda, it says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, when he said, Vayim alamach, vayim tivarecha, mantele kein kashem alakeinu, v'sor atzfadim uchomim batechom, avadechom amecho, rak by yeor tisharna. I mean, l'moshel, there was a makas kinim. So when that stopped, there was still kingdom in the world. It didn't destroy kingdom in the world. Dam remained in the body of people. Orev went back to the jungles, wherever they came from. They were nichras in the world. What was the havamina that the tzfaradim would be nichras completely? What did he say? Rak by Orev Tisharana. There's a chazal over here about the Makkah. Interesting chazal. There's a shaila in the diuk of the psukim. It says tzfardeya first, and it says vatal hatzfardeya, and then it says tzfardim. Tana Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Kiva said tzfardeya achas hoysa. There's one tzfardeya, v'yishritza omila asayat mitzray, and she gave birth to all of those, or she split apart and gave birth to all of those in all the other tzfardim. Omla Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar said, "Akiva, malach etzel hagoda." Like Rabbi Akiva, what's your shaykes hagoda? You don't know in yoni hagoda. Kalei midibur secha. It says another shaykes klach midibur secha. Belech etzel goyim v'holos. Your strength is a goyim v'holos. You really know the goyim v'holos. Tzvadeya achas. He said there was one tzvadeya. The circle of him. It whistled. Ubo and they all came. What was the problem with Rabbi Akiva's pshat, and what was the Mara Belozov and Azariah's pshat? I mean, some say this is a nes, and it's not nes. I mean, it's more of a nes that is for their whistles and they'll come, then they won't give us a lot. I don't know, what's the, there's a machloik, is there a Belozov and Azariah hold, it shows that Rabbi Akiva Meika doesn't understand the Indian over here, and Vimeli, he has a different pshat, that it's for their achas, it's a shorkel and a bo, and it whistled and they came. I mean, the Gedolei Loilam, they're arguing in what? Well, what's the Nekudah here that they're arguing in? That's the second Nekudah. There is another Inyan about Tzfardim, a strange Hussainus Chazal, the Shvach of Tzfardim. Almost Modnikos. It's a Zohar and a Medrash, in similar ways. It says when David HaMelech said, this is Lashon Zizaya, but the Medrash says it a little bit differently, but when David HaMelech said, Lo Yichosit Oni, so that what? That he comes, that he gets up every night, Chatzos Laila Okum, and Amishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Tzfardeya told him, what are you being this Goya? Ano, Yoyim of Alayla Lo Yishachichno, Miloyma, Shiris HaShishpachet. I don't stop day and night, I don't stop saying Shiris HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm a character Bashir, and the Mela, I'm better than you. So David HaMelech said, yes, the Tzfardeya is bigger than me. The And then it's Fadeh said, I was also Metzi Nefesh, and I went into the Sharoisam and Tanoroisam and so on. That's one Lashon. There's another Lashon, a Lashon from also Chazal, where it says that David said, Lo Yalach to be those of Niflos, he said it to negate the Tzfardea. That the Tzfardea it says when David Amel finishes Tilos and Sishbachos, he was Zochal of Daifoi, he felt stark with himself, and he said, Rebbein Shalom, is there another Bria that knows how to be Meshabeach Kodesh Bokh like me? Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, but yeah, a Tzfardea is a much cheshmer Baal Shir than you, he's Mekarke Bashir, and the Mele David Amel said, Lo Yalach to be those of Niflos. And humble David Amel, where is the Mitzias of Shir in the Tzfardea that's so gewaldig that overshadows David HaMelech? What's the... And the Lashon Taka Mekarke and Mephazis, don't say about David HaMelech, but it's interesting, Mekarke of the Shir, that the Tzfardea is the one that humbled David HaMelech with the Shiras and his Brachas. There's a Chazal, it's like a Medrash, called Pirkei Shira, where it says all the shears that the different animals say. Many of them, I mean, the understanding of those shira is, they are, not each animal says it with his mouth, but the metzius of the animal is a gewisse shear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And most of them are fairly understandable in terms of the shvach of the animal. It says a peel, an elephant says, my God, Lomasar Hashem. This is, you know, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates bruim, Gedolim is my godlu, and so on. Different animals say shir in tune with their characteristic. Each animal is a mitzias that is it's mitzias speaks of a certain aspect of Hashem Baruch Hu, and its mitzias is a shir of Hashem Baruch Hu. That's the trick of shir. Tzfardea says Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Elolam Vod. So obviously it's coming. I mean, the mocker for it is the sinyan over here that they went in with Mesiras Nefesh. It says that Hanani Mishal Vazariah wanted. They learned the Kavachomer from Tzfardim. Tzfardim was the bria that came into Tzfardim was the bria that came into the world and that they went into the Tanner on Mesiras Nefesh. And they were done a Kavachomer. And the Gaon explains the Kavachomer wasn't the Shvayva of the Zara of Bimay Senefesh, that you can't learn from a Tzfardea. But they had the ability of Chabi Rega Adyavar Zam. They had the ability to hide and not show themselves, so they wouldn't have to be over the Zara. So they wouldn't not be over the Zara and not die of Kiddush Hashem, so they learned the Kavachomer. That's the Gaon explains, they learned the Kavachomer from Tzfardea. But the point of Tzfardea is when Marbe Kvoy Shemayim. And that's why the Shir is Baruch Shem Kod Chus Olam Vod. That's good if there was if Tzfardea has in itself an intrinsic tchuna mitzad its bria of being Meisa Nefesh. If we'd be able to find some inyan Meisa Nefesh over there. So, fine, we'd be able to say we understand that the Tzfardea is a Meisa Nefesh-like animal, and b'meila, that's its Shira. It happened once. Kodesh Baruch could have taken anything. Kodesh Baruch could have taken turtles. Kodesh Baruch could have taken dogs. There's no reason why it's fired in the Dafka. And the Chmein Arav, he took all the animals and he sent them all over the place. So, what's the difference in Arav? I mean, Arav, all the animals went. So it doesn't say they went into the fire, but whoever, if they went in the street, they got run over by a car. There wasn't any special yichud in Tzfardea. Tzfardea just happened to be a particularly annoying animal. But there wasn't a tchuna mitzvah nefesh in the Tzfardea. Where is that tchuna? What's the tchuna of Tzfardea mitzad its bria? Pirkei Shira is a perek that's done with nivroyim mitzad the etzem bria. Where's the shir they say? And the mela that's we don't see it in the tchuna of Tzfardea. We don't have an understanding of tchuna of Tzfardea that shadavke show kvod shemayim. So let's understand a little bit about the metzias of Tzfardea, the makkah, and then from that we'll go to the metzias of Tzfardea. What was the makkah of Tzfardea? How to express itself? Arayv, it says that Hakadosh was mishaleach to Arayv. The lashon is mishaleach behem. Meaning Rashi says to be mishasa, to be begara. It's like when you sick a dog on somebody. If you incite a bear or a lion at somebody, it's a mazik. Bears and lions and all those animals that usually are not minayishu are mazikim usually. And when you incite them, then you're taking the mazik. They go and they charge, they rip, they bite, they eat, they kick, they do what a mazik does. So Arov was a mazik. The kinim, there's also kinim in the basar. It sucks out the blood. It's the part of the basar of a person. It's a mazik be'etzim for the person. That's kinim. The Gemara says that kinim is goyim blindness. All sorts of inyanim that it's a parasite that lives on a person, and its metzias is a mazik be'etzim, and so on. All the makas. It's Sfardeya. There wasn't any particular. They weren't mazik. It says that they went into Me'ayim and ate up the Me'ayim, but that seemed to be a side point. The Pasuk doesn't say that. The Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent them all over. The word is that the Ribui itself is Goyim Dehezek. L'mashal, if I sit with one person in a room, so if the person is a criminal, it's dangerous. He could hit me, he could hurt me, and he could so on. Steal something. If I'm sitting with a person who's a very fine person, it's wonderful. But if I'm sitting in a small room with 500 people that are wonderful, so there's no space. I can't move, I can't budge, I can't stand. I stand on somebody, I trip on somebody, I fall over, there's no air. Everything, a ribui tends to choke out something. So the metzias of Tzfardeya was an uncontrolled ribui. It was kulei ribui. And b'meila, I sit down, there's three tzfar, I'm sitting there. I get up, there's a tzfar day on the way to foot. I eat, there's a tzfar day there. I sleep, there's a tzfar day there. The ribui, it's the etzem ribui of the tzfarim that Pashit made life impossible. So it wasn't a mazik mitzah, the atmis tzfar day. The atmis tzfar day is not a mazik, and there was no mazik in the atmis tzfar day. But the ribui of tzfarim was Pashit, it choked everything off. So that means that the metzias if the tzfardeya was chosen an animal that's how it's mazik. So bal kochav death, the tchuna of its metzias is ribui. An example: when things lemashal, if a person plants something and it grows nicely, that's a siman bracha. If it grows uncontrollably, that becomes a kalal, that becomes weeds. It chokes out other things. Anything that its ribui is beyond its tachlis, beyond its natural metzias of what's there for it and where it's going to and so on, that becomes a mazik. So the ribui of the metzias of a tzfardeya is a ribui without a makom, and we'll explain it soon. In what is exactly missing? What determines a thing is a ribui? There is a lot of grass outside; it's not a problem. But certain things that become misrabe become problematic. It says in the Sfarim that the gullus of Mitzrayim mitzad the pnimis enyan, the lashon the Arizal was a gullus of dibur. Dibur went into gullus. That's the lashon. That's why Pesach is Lashon Pesach, and so on. It was a Golos of Dibur. A lot of Rimazim, everyone spoke about it, maybe Parah, Oyer, but whatever. The Nekuda that Chazal say is it was a Golos of Dibur. The Pshat in the Golos of Dibur is as follows. A person's Das, and Seichel, and Havana, and Tfisa is the Atzmiz Riyada. That's the person. The Diburim are to a lot of Seichel. A person thought of something. A person has an idea, feeling something worth conveying. He says it out. So the dibur is a tolada of the seichel of the havana of the person, the das of the person. Let's say a person is empty-headed and just talks. That's diburim that are just diburim. They're just flattering. They're just talking. The person, the ribui of diburim when there's a nituk of the burim from the seichel, it becomes kulei rash. It becomes weeds, and it becomes chisar. It becomes destructive. It put it arise as chavivale. Vagisa v'yam v'layla, and every dibur and dibur dibat kabam. Every dibur and dibur of divrei Torah is choshev leinera. Every dibur dibur and detailim is beit. It's pushed to dibur. When there's a gullus of dibur, means the dibur moved away from the seichel. It no longer was a product of seichel and das. It became a weed in its own right. It just began to multiply and became destructive. So the tchuna of Mitzrayim was, for instance, the lashon hispoer alive. His paras is always boasting. There's always element of dibur more than the seichel. His paras is a midah, and Moshe Rabbeinu told Paro his paras alive. Paro's midah was his paras, and he told him, "Let's see who's the real mispoer." But the burim that are minuted from the seichel and das are empty, and when it goes into golos, and it becomes annoying. The Chazal have l'shoynes Chazal and psukim. It says that schoik aksil is kekoil asirim tachasar asir. When a ksil lifts, it grates on your nerves like when there's a fire and you put in thin little thorns, they make a very crackling sound. Even though there's no substance to it, there's no firewood, there's no substance to it, it makes a lot of noise. So the schoiket itself is grating because it's kuloi dibur and no seichel and tam to it. The Gemara's lashon that Istra Belagina kiss correlate. If you put one coin into a pitcher, it makes a lot of noise. In other words, a disproportion of koil to teichin is seen as a dover that is dead, as mazik, as annoying, and so on. The sheirish of it is, in other words, when you have a metzias where the product, where what comes out does not have to be tied to the sheirish, then you get a metzias of reboot, of uncontrollable reboot. For instance, if a person talks only things that he knows, understands, is sure of, knows as a talus, there's a very clear limit to what he can speak. Whatever his seichel came up with. If a person's speech has no shaykhus to seichel, so it's basically endless. As long as he's awake and conscious, the dibur can go on. There's nothing to stop it because it doesn't have to come from any place. It doesn't have to relate to anything. It doesn't have to be shaykh to anything. So the dibur of bli gvul. The metzias of ribui, where without sheirish, is diburim without seichel. So there's a metzias of those things that become a ribui. For instance, those in yanim, the more balchai has a shaykhus to its young, the more it has a metzias of taking care of it, the more it has a metzias of lesser offspring. So mammals or birds have a certain number of offspring, and they have to take care of them and so on, raise them. Shrotzim are mashritz b'ligvul, and fish are shrotzim because it's not, I mean, it has no shaykhus to them. It's not their children. They're mashritz. So hashrotz is uncontrollable. But the kesher, how much the thing is coming from the person himself, from the bria itself, and how much of a ribui is directly related. So a human being has his kol kulay. His children are his, and he raises children, and they're coming from a koyach pnimi, the person. So there's a limit on it. The other end, have the shrotzim on mashritz v'ligvul, because it's nothing. It's a meaningless act. It's not at all related to a sheirish mitzad of the parent. The parent is a biological goyim, but it's nothing else. It's not a parent in any sense of the word. So you have the relationship between the Peiris and the Sheirish. The Metzius of Ribui, Klapi, Miut, depends on how much it started and how, and so on. And we said a Ribui that comes without any Metzius, a Ribui that comes without any Sheirish, a Tetzah that comes without Sheirish, becomes Ribui, and that becomes a Mazik. You have, for instance, it says that Rashi says, woe is the Inyat Tzvadeya, he says, Darka Shal Mechama. The first thing is, do you cut off the person's water supply? The second thing is, you bring a heavy rash against the person, against the nation. It's strange. I mean, the rash itself is nothing. It says you bang on big drums and blow horns and make a lot of noise, but it's not backed by anything. So Rashi is telling us that in to be mazik, a koil, even if it's not backed by anything, it's still a mazik. Rashi is pinpointing the rash itself is a mazik, and it's mitachsisei amulchama to frighten the person, overwhelm the person, annoy the person, wear down the person. Just like a person knows when there's a high noise level around, it tends to irritate a person. The person begins to become worn out because there's a fatigue from a high noise level. Because anything that's the ribui itself, it's because it's empty. If a person listens to something he likes, whether it's music, whether it's diburim or whatever it is, so the noise doesn't annoy the person. But if a person just hears noise, it's annoying because a person is built to reject things that are just noise without sheirish. And the mele midarke hamazik ahezik is kirkurim, without any teichen to it, that is a mazik. So the mele, the kirkur of the tzfardim, and the ribui of the tzfardim, and the kirkur of the tzfardim, were the etzim mitzias of them as a mazik. And the mele, the mitzias of those two yonim were the mazikim. Let's go back to the Chazal. The first thing is the machlokes of Rav Kiva and Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Rav Akiva said, where did they get so many tzfarim? Where's the ribui of tzfarim? So he says, Vayishutzu, that they were moiled a lot. Rav Elazar ben Azariah, who was, I guess, the murderer, Shmaitz of Agadita, said, no. That's also a shtickle toichen. The hashrotz and ilada that comes from within the sheretz is a shtickle ilada, and that's not the real. You didn't tap on the real klolei, the real maka of the tzvadeya. The real maka tzvadeya is that the ribui is also a fake ribui. He whistles and a lot come. The pshat is it's an ungekalibne from outside. It's not the pshat that something is moilet. Any who loves something is minei obey. Blowing the whistle is, if you hear the lashon of Chazal, the pshat is, it's kol kulei koilus. A is some sort of effort mibifnim. A blowing the whistle is the pshat that it's they're all echoes of the first coil. You don't even get the ribui itself is kol kulei sheker, because all it is just a kibbutz of a lot of tzfardim, and the kibbutz comes through a masreika. It's nothing. It's koilei koilei koilus. Nothing but koilus. There's no teichen to it. So the makat tzfardim itself was kol kulei. The chitzonius was bred by chitzonius. It was all kikurim. There wasn't any shemitz of pnimius to it, of teichen to it. The bakasha that we said, we pointed out the shini of the bakasha as follows. Vayetar means to ask someone for something. It means to be a spalal. The word is to ask someone to bestow something upon you. To be ma'atir on somebody is a lashon. There is the ability to, it's you ask somebody for a favor. When you come to somebody and ask for a favor, you ask yourself, what does that person want to hear? This person likes this type of inyan in such a way. Let me phrase something and say something to get it across. And so on. Most Lashon Hashanah is like that. Sa'aka is the pshat where my etzem mitzias comes out because I feel hurt, wounded, upset, pain. A skillful bakasha depends on the koyach hadibur. It depends on how well I put my phrases, how I say it, how I bring it out to the person, how I'm mat in diburai, would attest, how I explain myself. That's the koyach of hatorah. The koyach of tzaka lies in how genuine the tzaka is mikirbi. If someone comes to me with good kindness, even if I think the person's not sincere, but I say to myself, listen, but he's right. I know it's not doing it to Shmo, and I know it's this and it's that. But I can't budge his kindness, and you know, I have to give it. If a person comes without good kindness, but he's sort of expressing how terribly hurt he is in sorrow and in pain, and he wants you to merachem on him. So the measure of how, of my response will be based on how emes it is. How much of it is becoming mitaych min yusay, and how much of it is mitaych dibura, but not mitaych min yusay. Somebody that cries false tears it turns me off. If I feel somebody's tsar or tsar is really coming from him, that's when I'm responding. So the response to get rid of the tzfardeah was tsa'aka. The same lesson like Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim had forgotten Torah's dibur of Vayetar was gone from them. They were missing it. The Vayizaku, the Tzaraka Takadish Baruch Hu, is what was left was a real if it came in Umka Daliba, a real expression of Tzara and Tzara, that's where it was affected. So that was the Indian of the Makkah of Tzfardeah, was that Mitzrayim was a Makkah where the Chitzonis was minutik from the Pnimius. In Kreichas HaNefesh, it's where the Dibur is minutik from the person, from the Das and Seichel of the person, and it becomes Dibur and Balma. That becomes a mazik in its own right, because then the Dibur becomes Ribri of Diburim, it becomes Schoik Aksil, it becomes the Kishkish of the Easter and the Lagina, and the Kirk of the Tzfardim is the Rash of emptiness. It's a Rash that has no Sherish and no Mokar and no Siba and no Tam. Rash, and that's all. Let's go to the second Nekuda. Where is the Mokar that it has a Maila? That's Fadea says Shira Takadosh Baruch Hu. And the Shira that's Fadea is reason. The Gemara says, Gemara Sukkah, it says that it speaks about Tilim, about the first break in Tilim, that the Tzadikim is the period in the Itoi, and Olei Layibol, all the Inyanim, that it's like H. Shosul Apagim Mayim, it's like a tree planted on waters, and everything, it flourishes and flows and so on and so forth. And one of the things it says, "Valeu lo yibol," and the leaves don't wilt. So Chazal say, "What's valeu lo yibol?" The Gemara says, "Sichas chumash shel talmid chachamim." That means that somebody that's mechuber. So the peiris and the trunk and the tree, that's the guf ilam, and that's pashut that it's molichius and tam. But the alim, which seem to be minutik from the sheirish, are better not minutik from the sheirish. Even the alim, the leaves, which are the b'chinah chitzaynis of ilam, the leaves are the mesachech, they protect, they shade, that the chitzaynis of the ilam is the alim. V'leil lo yibol, because since the Talmud Chacham is mechuber through and through, there is no such thing as a davar reik. And even sichas chulin doesn't become dvarim b'teilim. And amaretz, it's dvarim b'teilim. And Talmud Chacham sichas chulin, if I care, It needs Talmud because the Nekudas Achius is buried a little deeper. But inside itself, it's Moshe Achius because it's laying on a river. And that's where it's getting its Yisrael. That means there is a Darga where if somebody is Kol Kulay Mushosh, if somebody is Kol Kulay soaked through and through with Teichin, So there is no such thing as Dvarim B'Teilim, even if the person does not make a conscientious effort. You find Chazal a lot of times. Somebody said over a dover, an unimportant thing, B'Shem Rabbi. In other words, what's Erev Tavshilin? They said, Sul Kevorza, because Loshen Rabbi. There wasn't any Chiddush Halacha that he could think of, and he didn't think his Rabbi was makbid either, because it was a Chiddush. Or else, first of all, you have to say, because his Rabbi said that dafka, then that's the Halacha. But if his Rabbi said it, there are no Diburim B'Teilim in the Kaim of a Talmud Chacham. And whenever Talmud Chacham opens his mouth, what comes from him is the burim of tam of chachma. Even if he didn't craft it with his das and his seichel, but since he's kolkol in mechuba, there's no mokim for a double bottle to come from. So we have a second darga where if somebody is kolkol in sheirish, if somebody is kolkol in davuk, then there is no mitzias of dvarim b'teilim. And paket, the ribu diburim will all come, the ribu diburim, each one is productive. Whatever he does is productive. Just like a person who's extremely, just like a person, let's say, who's not especially, artistically gifted. So he can make a painting, but he has to think about it. He has to think what colors is used, what lines, how it's presented, and so on. A person who's very, very artistically gifted, when he sets up his room, it's got a certain surrogate. He automatically clicks. If he put the brown thing here and the yellow thing there, even if he didn't know what he was doing, even if he was just putting things away, but since he's so permeated with a sense of aesthetics, he puts everything in its right place. He puts colors in the right place and shapes and so on and so forth. Our Talmud Chacham is the trap is Diburim have taken themselves because they come from Talmud Chacham. So that means that there's a second dag in the Bria that it automatically its mitzias flows into dvarim of teichen of tam of toiv. The mitzias of and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David HaMelech. The kirkur of the tzfardeya is that the kirkur of the tzfardeya is the reason why it doesn't keep quiet ever is because the Bria is always singing Shir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first target is look around and notice. A person who is not especially gifted in writing or in poetry. So he has to think about what he wants to say, how he's going to express it, and what the Burm is going to use. And when he writes something offhand, it doesn't sound particularly nice and doesn't particularly well express what he wants to express. A person who's extremely poetic, he's an extraordinary Baal Regesh, a person who's very observant, and sees everything around him. So the person is always expressing, stylus or Regesh or whatever. There's a Metzias of the Bria Lamata that when the Bria opens its mouth, then it's saying Shira. The Bria is always saying Shira. If there's always Ashkach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there should be a Metzias where if there's a constant Aleo Lo Yibol, there's a constant Kirkur of Shira. That is the Metzias of the Tzfardeya. The fact that Tzfardeya is always talking because in the Bria Metukenes, in the Bria Mitis, then Shira is something that when the Bria opens its mouth, Shira comes from it. So it's true that the Bria is Behesta, and a lot of it doesn't express itself that way. So Roy Rubam of the Nevroyim have to find a particular Nekuda to say Shira with. Each barrier has to say Shira with Gevissa Knech. The Bria of Tzfardeya is that there's one Mokram in the Bria that it's non-stop Shira HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Bria is a Shira HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even if not thinking about it, a person should be expressing. Just like if a person is in love with someone. So he expresses the Chiba even subconsciously. If the Bria, in an Akuda, the Bria that's Mushrash, it should always be expressing Shira HaKadosh. So that's what the Tzfardeya told David HaMelech. David HaMelech says, I'm so eager to say Shira, I get up Chatzos Laila. That means, but there's a hini mukhur mzuma to say Shira. I have to get up and say it. The Metzias of the Tzfardea says, the Bria Be'etzim is always saying Shira, and I'm not the Yitzur that's saying it. The Kvot Shemayim, the Shredim say, and the Farshim say, the Kvot Shemayim of the Tzfardea was, let's take an example. Let's say a person, normally a room is dry. If you pour water out, the room will get wet. You pour a lot of water, it will get flooded. But, so a rebuy of water, for instance, is destructive. It will flood the room. But the water will always flow in a certain way. It'll go from a higher place to a lower place. It will pool up in a place where there's a hole. The water, even the rebuy, flows itself in a certain mahalach of what's natural for it. The spashas of ribui, the water will first go to the low places, then go to the high places. The ribui itself, because it's blind, because there's no input in the ribui, it'll go in a certain way. For instance, let's say in a certain tchuna, we have to test somebody who's particularly gifted. So we have to test, find out who's the one that's particularly smart, musical, artistic, whatever. A person who has chayim, it's not the pshat that you have to sit down and test it. You see naturally people gravitate to him. So it's the pshat ki'ilu, the tibius of varim is that people are nimshach after him. That expression that the bria is nimshach after Kadosh Baruch Hu's kvod shemayim, the tzfardim, it's not the pshat that tzfardim scratched his head and said, where can I do kvod shemayim now? Where can I do great mesiris nefesh? And he went, and this one said, burning in the oven is greater than nefesh. The wave of Tzfardim found the natural place in the Tanur. It wasn't, if I care, the Tzfardeya is not a bar das. The Tzfardeya is kol kuloi is pashtus without das, but the natural is pashtus of the Bria, the Tikunai, is Kvot Shemayim. So if the Kvot Shemayim, the natural flow of the Tzfardim was into the Tanur, because that's the natural mahalach of Kvot Shemayim. So the Tzfardeya says Baruch Shem Kodesh Malchuso Elohim Voed. It's extraordinary. Yichud of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is dafke b'das u'b'kavana, because the bria is oimet b'das u'b'kavana, the amitus of the Bayre, and that's how it presents itself. Baruch Shem Kodesh Malchuso is the bria itself, mitzad its nature, is like the oleil leyibol of Talmud Chacham, because it's mushrash in the sheirish. And it's dovuk in the palgimayim, so it sprouts naturally kvod shemayim. So the tzfardeya, that's the hisgalmus of Baruch Shem Kodesh Chusay, where it flows into kvod shemayim. So it's going into tanur, it's not because they made a decision. It wasn't a dark of a decision. It was extremely natural, because when there's a ribui of tzfardim, then it flows with tzfardim, where ribui should flow. And where does it flow? It flows into kvod shemayim. That was the dargah of the Tzfardim. And that's what he said, Rak by your to Sha'arna, the mokrim with his ribui is in Mayim. Anything that's on Mayim is Misrava. Like the tree, the H Shosla Palgimayim. The water, the dogim aparim v'ravim. The mitzias of ribui in the world is on Mayim. The Tzfardeya is an animal that's caught between Yam and Yabasha. It's got chunis of Mayim, but it has a mokrim Yabasha as well. So, there was a spashtus of that bria onto the world with Tzfardim, and then Moshe said it'll stay in the yurt, in the yurt there still is that mitzvah of ribui. Kol shem amayim rabim, the kol shem amayim, mayim rabim lo yuchlof v'zav. The mayim carries itself the mitzvah of ribui, and it carries in itself the mitzvah of this type of ribui. So it stayed somewhere in the bria. But the spashtus into the rest of the bria didn't take place. Nitzinu lemedim, for us at least, there is two dargis in a person's development. The first darga is, and that's what's going to get to us, Be'ikr, is that things that are the chitzonius, things that exist as chitzonistic expressions, don't portray pneumias, and they're annoying. Whether anything that's a chitzonistic, a slavos, sometimes it's important to start person, if a person has a kavani, you start shaking by davening, that's mo'ir kavani, that's good. A person has the mood to learn. But he sits down and learns the koil and he gets animated into it, that's the right thing to do. That's the p'china of chitzonis ma'ariv apnimius. But by and large, whether it's in frumkeit or in davening or learning, or anything, a person, where a person is marred by things that have no teichen, they become annoying. That's a marker of tzfardea. It's a marker of where there's a ribui that's called kulei chitzonis, and because it's chitzonis, it's misrab and nishrat, it doesn't have teichen to it. And the mela, it's a thing that's a mazik. A ribui of things that are meaningless or not genuine is a mazik. And again, sometimes you have to use it. A lot of times the person has to use it. But as a kloliistik of mahala, if that's what the person is, then it's called a klola. But there's a second darga. If people were zeichet to see the Adam Gadol, what is impressive in it is, what makes a roshim is that everything, when a person is kol kuloi, when a person is gavur, a person is immersed in it and saturated with it, so all of his tenuas, when a person gives a krecht, it's because he felt it sad. When a person hears of something, somebody having a tzara, his reaction is a reaction of kedusha. It's a pnimis reaction. So even the things that he says, the way he says, how he speaks, what he says, how he jokes around, everything, all that whole mesechtis of chitzonis of anoshim, of anokim, was kvod shemayim. And it's a dag kvod shemayim is not, as long as it has to be done consciously, it's still lacking the dag. The emes of mitzias is the krecht, the tear, the sichas chulen, everything of godless was kol kulay peichet. So there's a second dag, tzfardea, and it's, when a tzfardea is shaloki tikuna, it's kulay klala. And all of that chitzonius becomes, it's a weed that chokes out anything of real growth. When a person becomes, the more a person, it's not when, like we always speak, big matrega, it's not the trap when, because we know that's not going to be a when for us. Very few people anticipate becoming the dilemma of that target. But it doesn't happen like that. It's not the trap a person goes all the way and then he starts a new target. In different inyanim, for a person who has a genuineness about feeling for other people, he thinks about other people, so his spontaneous reaction becomes like that. A person who's got a feeling for kedusha, and a person works on it. So his spontaneous reaction to something, whether distaste or attraction, has in itself the touch of that shayla of kedusha. A person who's a bal seichel, bal sichlin, his immediate reaction to a shayla, to a nekuda, has in itself that type. So when a person is zeichel to be mashish in himself, and become dovek in a nekuda, in a certain nekuda, in a chelik of nekuda, whatever it is that a person is meant to do and can do, then even his ribu, even his chitzonistic actions become kol kula yashir of Vashem.
You have been listening to HAudio.com. For information about our online services, visit our website. To contact one of our representatives, write to hshaudio@h.com. Shalom from Jerusalem.